In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. Well, we have arrived at the beginning of Great and Holy Lent. And everybody, if I were to go around the church and ask, what's your definition of Lent? Everybody would have a different meaning of Lent, which is okay. But we need to know that what we're starting tonight with the service of forgiveness and continuing on through until up in Easter is a journey, is a spiritual journey, one that's dedicated to one thing only, to making our relationship with our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, as good as possible, to work on making it better, to work on strengthening our relationship with Him. So why? So that we can be the people our Lord asks us to be, kind people, loving people, helping people, compassionate people. That's what we're asked to do. And during the past four Sundays, including today, past three plus today, we have been given every single tool in order to make this journey not easy, but help us make this journey understandable. We were given and explained about and talked about about humility. We were talked about forgiveness. We were explained and talked about judgment. And today we heard and we're talked about and we told about the importance of prayer and fasting. Fasting is a very different issue for everybody, and that too is okay, as long as what we're doing is with sincerity of heart and love of our God. If we're fasting to show off to other people, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. If we're fasting and telling other people what they should and should not eat, that's not fasting. If we're fasting and trying to be the fasting police, that's not fasting. Fasting is something personal. Fasting is about our relationship with God. It said today at the end of the gospel, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Not where your heart is, there where your treasure is. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? What is your treasure? What are you looking for? Because if you know what treasure is out there to find, then your heart will strive to find it. And our treasure during this glorious season of Great and Holy Lent should be these two icons, the crucifixion and the resurrection. And if we allow these two icons to be our treasure, then everything else will fall in place. So let's work the best we can this year. Let's work to fast because we want to fast, not because we want to show somebody how good we are at fasting. Let's fast because we want to fast and not to show everybody how much we know about fasting and they don't. Let's be humble. Let's be forgiving. Let's be non-judgmental, and let's pray with the faith that our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ has instilled in every single one of us. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen.